Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Hi, Nina. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I just got your information about a business loan, and I have my reservation code if you would like it.
Yeah, I will. Just one second. I will be ready.
Okay.
What is your reservation code?
It's 2311-0401-0032-3353.
Great. Just one moment.
Thanks so much. Are you having a good day?
Yeah, pretty good. How about you?
Good. I am
good.
Too.
Okay, good. So this is a Go Team Spirit business, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And are you the owner of the business?
I am. I surely am. My daughter and I.
Oh, great. And what is your name, please?
My daughter and I are in business together, but I'm the owner.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
So what is your name, please?
Trish, T-R-I-S-H, Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R.
Okay. And when did you become the owner of this business?
We have been in business since 2000.
Oh, okay. That's a long time already.
Yes. We're very fortunate. We have a product. We have patents on our product. Well, one's a patent pending and two are patents. We sell products to colleges and pro teams like University of Texas, University of Alabama.
You sell proteins?
We actually sell products for game day. I don't know if you're a football fan or not, but in the stadiums, we have, for instance, we have one buyer who buys products for 8 stadiums, University of Texas, Auburn, LSU, big, big schools like that. And,
so it's drinks or what is it?
It's
drinks.
That's what we have a patent because if you ever watch any games, any sports games, if you see the cheerleaders and the fans, they have their logos on their cheeks.
Yeah.
And it's reusable. That's how we got a patent.
Oh, I see.
And it
goes
on and off. And they're made out of rhinestones and out of glitter. So they're real shiny. And they, for instance, the Auburn Executive Box buyer buys them for all of their alumni. People who put a lot of money. People who put a lot of money into the college. Leaders buy them. But mostly what we sell them to is the bookstores on campus. Then the stadium buyer and the bookstores on campus, for instance, I've been with the University of Texas for the whole time we've been in business, the University of Auburn and LSU, big, big colleges like that. I'm going to give you our website so you can look it up. I don't know if you can look it up online or not.
Yeah, I can look it up. But you are in La Quinta, California, right, your businesses?
We're in La Quinta, which is a suburb of Palm Springs.
Oh, okay. You're close to us. We're in San Diego.
I know. I saw that. That's the reason I get so many of these. And when I saw you were in San Diego, I thought, okay, they're right here, which is good. I like to keep the California business in California. We actually started this business, my daughter and I, because all the money that we make from this business goes into the making of we're building a resort for the soldiers coming back with PTS and brain trauma.
Wow.
And for first responders also to come to detox and Press, and we got property. Mm-hmm. We have 17 acres on the hot mineral water. So one of the things they'll be able to do is soak in the hot water, and we're building green. So they'll be coming into a clean environment. And, so that's where all our Go Team Spirit money goes, to that project. So let me give you that website so you can look it up when you get a chance. We're actually on John on John Rich's website, too. He's a really famous country singer. He's going to have a party for us in Nashville. That website is the numbers 173, D as in David, P-E-A-C-E, like Let There Be Peace, Chapel, C-H-A-P-E-L, like a church, .com.
Chapel.com.
The reason that's the name of it is when my husband was a chaplain in Vietnam, he was with the 173rd Airborne. That's where the numbers 173 come in. And he and his men, if you can imagine, built a chapel when they would go off on operations, and then they would come back, and they built a chapel that seated 150 men, and they named it Peace Chapel.
Peace Chapel, wow.
So
we're
rebuilding that chapel that is still standing in Vietnam, I understand. I was talking last week with someone who actually saw it. It's still standing after all this time. So we're rebuilding it and putting this green resort around it for the purpose of helping with stress and detox and de-stress.
Yeah, but the resort will be in Palm Springs.
It's going to be actually in Sky Valley, which is where the best hot water is, right across the highway from. We're 10 minutes away from the Palm Springs Airport.
I see.
So it's just across the street and across the highway, because we want the hot mineral water is one of our main treatments.
So and this. This money from Go Team Spirit is enough to build their resort?
Well, actually, it just depends on how we, that's where our money, so far we paid taxes with it, we paid the architect, we paid an engineering firm, and we're working very closely with John Benoit, who is the county supervisor who likes what we're doing, and he's kind of helping us push the project through.
I'm sure it's a great project. In your business, in this Go Team Spirit, where you sell this wonderful product, what is your gross annual sales?
Our gross annual sale before my husband got sick with Alzheimer's was $250,000. But since then, when we were taking care of him, we've been doing more like $150,000. And my precious husband went to be with God now, and so my daughter and I are going to have our full time to work on getting this, getting everything done that needs to be done. He had Alzheimer's, and so we kind of were his, we were his complete caregivers. And we kept, just kind of kept the business slowly going. But now we're going to be able to really, and before he passed away, we promised him we would get this done. So we look at each other every day and say, did we really make that promise? I don't know if that's enough for you, for your company to be interested in.
This $150,000, that's what you're making. I mean, like, if we would look at your last six bank statements, most recent bank statements, so did you deposit about $10,000 per month at least?
We didn't. No, we didn't.
You didn't.
Our slow period is after we get our money in from football season. Our period before that, September, October, November, December, January, and February, they're right in there, we would have deposited anywhere from 16,000, 9,000, 5,000, something like that.
And your good season is just going to start soon. I mean, in a couple of months, right?
Yes. That's why we need this money now, because because we need it for our manufacturer. We've had our manufacturer all this time. He's wonderful. And we've never caught him in a mistake. The product is perfect. We don't even have to do quality control. We do it anyway. But we've never caught him in one palm missing. So we don't want to lose him. And he's
so manufacturing of these things is not a part of your business. You are
No. We actually get them from the manufacturer, and then we send them to. We pay for the product to come from the manufacturer, and then the colleges pay to have the product go from us to them. And the good thing is, we've had these clients all these years. We would get wonderful client recommendations if you like the University of Texas.
The only thing we are looking at is your 6 most recent bank statements, 1 year business tax return, and the application. So, and we check the owner's credit. How is your credit, by the way? Your personal credit. We just check it to see who's going to manage the money.
Yeah, the credit is good. I have
good.
The credit is good, and the business credit is good. But I understood in California, it's against the law to check the personal credit.
No, it's not. If you give your permission, without your permission, it's against the law. But with your permission, when you get any loan, your personal credit is checked. When you buy a car, when you buy a house, whatever you want to buy, it cannot be against the law to check your
credit. This is the first time I've ever looked into doing any kind of a loan for the company, because we've just always used our own company.
Yeah, that's for the company, but did you have a mortgage on your house?
No, we don't. As a matter of fact, we don't. We're renting, so we don't have a mortgage on the house.
Oh, okay. And you never got a loan for the car or any kind of loan?
No, not really. We just always worked with cash. That was very important to my husband. And we've always done that with our business, too. But now, with his passing, to go back to a larger base and more than we have cash to do.
I see.
That's the reason we were calling to see. We actually need about another $40,000 for product this year.
For this year, but you don't need all of it right now, right?
No. We would only need right now $20,000.
I see. Okay, Patricia. Can you give me your business phone number, please?
Absolutely. It's 714-394-3171.
394-3171. And this number you're calling from, it's 760-564-5446. It's your cell number?
That's our home number.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a home. It's not your cell phone. It's just your home number.
No.
Okay. Okay. And do you have an email?
We do. It's teamspirit@goteamspirit.com.
Okay.
And do look up our website. It's www.goteamspirit.com. It's going to have to be somebody who will look at us to see, we went to SCORE, for instance, to the guys at SCORE to talk to them about money that we're raising to build the resort. And they looked up our Go Team Spirit and they said, my gosh, this is the business you need to be doing. This is a million-dollar business. You guys need to be putting all your emphasis on it. We do pom-poms. We do cheerleader-sized poms. We do the wrist pom.
Yeah, you need to grow this business.
But it's just what he said. Everybody says this is the business you need to grow. Our wrist pom is the one we have patent pending on. Instead of the old-fashioned stick pom, it has a hair scrunchie on it, and they wear it on their wrist or in their hair. And then the stick it we have a patent on, and then we have a baton, an itsy-bitsy pom. We have all kinds of products. But the good thing about our business is our customers are huge colleges that always pay.
Yeah, which is good. Which is good.
We don't have to worry about that. All we got to worry about right now is getting the money for more product so that we can grow from our manufacturer.
I see. You know, it's very difficult for me to tell you now if we can do anything for you without looking at least at your bank statements. So what I can do, I can send you an email with a list of documents we would need in order to consider you for a loan. And when you will send it to me, when you will send me the filled in and signed application and 6 bank statements and 1 year business tax return, we will talk again. I will tell you what I think we can do, and maybe we can get you some money now and some a little later. We'll see how we can schedule this.
If we use the 6 bank statements from September, October, November, December, January, February, those are when we're getting, that's our busy season. If I give you bank statements now, they're not going to look good because it's between season.
Yeah, I understand. So you don't do any sales now. You don't have any deposits on your business bank account.
Well, we do, but they're like $5,000, you know, something like that, because it's not our busy season. Like if you look back,
you know what we can do. You can send me the whole year of bank statements to show that it's a seasonal business. Okay. Instead of 6 months, send me 1 year.
Okay. All right. Now hold on. Hold on just a second. Hold on.
I will send you an email with this information.
Dylan, no, they're wanting to see a whole year of bank statements. No, he said probably your underwriter is not going to approve us to get into all the credit checks and everything that's going to have to go with it. Now that we know how you work, it's not going to work for us.
Okay, when you will grow a little bit, when you will have at least $10,000 per month in deposits, please call us again.
Right. We'll do it. Okay.
Thank you,
so
and
much.
Good luck to you. Bye-bye.
Oh, thanks so much. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.